The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The more we learn about the manipulation of the London Interbank Offered Rate, the more expensive the scandal becomes for the financial institutions involved. If banks want to control the damage, they would do well to come clean. Recent revelations about misdeeds at Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, and UBS are enough to keep lawyers and courts busy for years. Throughout much of the 2000s, traders sought to manipulate LIBOR and other benchmark interest rates that influenced the value of hundreds of trillions of dollars in loans, bonds, and derivatives. Judging from the traders' communications, they often succeeded and profited handsomely. It's safe to assume that the ensuing civil litigation will be expensive. Plaintiffs could potentially demand compensation for $300 billion in losses. In London, lawyers are suggesting that contracts tied to LIBOR should be considered null and void, forcing banks to return any related payments. Such a nuclear option could damage the legal foundation required for financial markets to function. The banks could try to head off the lawsuits by releasing all available information on their actual borrowing transactions and making the best possible estimate of how much LIBOR was off. This would also require the banks to contribute to a joint fund to compensate victims willing to settle out of court. A well-executed fund would demonstrate that the banks now care how their behavior affects their customers. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.